Well, thank you for joining us today. We're here with Pastor Mark Cowart. Pastor Mark is the senior pastor of Church of All Nations down in Colorado Springs and with four campuses really throughout Colorado and Kansas. Pastor Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you today.
Well, Pastor, it's our pleasure. And we're talking about the Breaking the Silence conference that's coming to Colorado Springs at Church for All Nations. That's July 12th through 15th. And Pastor, could you tell us a little bit about why you decided to have this conference and what the purpose is?
Yes, actually one day I was watching some news reports go on. I was watching some things happen in Washington, D.C. Interestingly, I just finished a sermon series and I'd really been talking about victim mentality versus victor mentality. And I found myself falling into what I had just preached that we should not do. And that is, you know, instead of asking, why is all this happening? Why don't they get their act together and do this? I had been teaching the people to start changing the questions they ask to something like, what can I do? And I actually caught myself in the middle of that. And out of that was birthed this conference. I was on the phone with one of the speakers, Kamal Saleem, who is actually a former jihadist. He came out of Lebanon. He grew up in a large Sunni Muslim family. And from 4 years old, his mother told him that he was going to, his destiny was to die killing Christians and Jews. When I was on the phone with him, I said, I believe the Lord's birthing something right now. And out of that came Breaking the Silence. And there's three things we're going to talk about in it: our nation, your voice, and God's plan. And so that's how it all got started.
Now, there's various speakers. I counted at least 25, and there might be more, and that's spread out over the about five different days, right?
Well, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, starting July the 12th through, so Sunday morning through Wednesday night.
Okay.
Technically, it starts on Monday morning, but they'll want to be there Sunday morning if they can possibly get there Sunday night. It's going to be jam-packed, but it's going to be an incredible lineup of men and women of God.
Now, Pastor Mark, the website is breakingthesilenceconference.com, right?
Correct. And if they go there, I want to let everybody know the conference is free, but you must register. And that takes less than 60 seconds to do that.
And I've got to mention, too, that I don't know that I've ever seen this kind of list of speakers for a free conference. So you really are standing up and saying, I'm going to put some skin in the game with this, aren't you?
Yes, and that's because I have such a wonderful congregation, Church for All Nations. Of course, you know I'm partial and biased. They're just the most wonderful people, and they make that happen. But, you know, after last Friday's decision with the Supreme Court, I think this underscores the need for the conference. I had no idea the decision would ultimately go this way. But I really believe that as I look back, we're hearing the Lord, and there's an absolute necessity we have conferences like that. Because of what happened on Friday, the reason we had that happen is because we have been silent when we could have been speaking up.
So, Pastor Mark, and again, we're speaking with Pastor Mark Cowart. He's the senior pastor of Church for All Nations in Colorado Springs, and we're talking about the conference that is called Breaking the Silence. It's from July 12th, Sunday, July 12th, through July 15th. And Pastor Mark, so when pastors talk about current issues, should then, or if they're perhaps afraid about talking about current issues, how should they and should they correlate current issues with moral values?
Well, going back to our nation's founding, that's part of my whole testimony and my journey. I, for 25 years of ministry, stayed in what has been called the 2-foot square box behind the pulpit. However, our nation used to have pre-election sermons when things would happen, whether it was an unusual occurrence in solar eclipses or fires to break out, earthquakes, political happenings, people went to church to hear what the Word of God had to say about those things. And it wasn't until 1954 when the Johnson Amendment was slipped in to this country that pulpits went silent. It is completely unconstitutional. And I found out that pastors really were the leaders of the day in answering the questions and the crisis of the times. And because the the pulpits have gone silent, we have what we have now.
So what about pastors that feel like there might be legal challenges or they might alienate part of their congregation? How would you address that issue?
the same way I did. There's a wonderful organization called Alliance Defending Freedom. Over 2,000 plus Christian attorneys volunteered. They have put out what is called the Pulpit Freedom Sunday Challenge. To date, since 2008, more than 4,000 pastors have stepped across a line that really doesn't exist. They have challenged the IRS. They have sent their sermon notes. They've sent recordings. They've invited the IRS to come to prove the unconstitutionality of the Johnson Amendment. And so far, after 4,000 churches, pastors doing this, the IRS has not taken one church to court. And that tells us a whole lot right there. So a pastor does not need to be afraid. There are Christian attorneys that have your back should any challenge ever arise.
So it sounds like the internal and external barriers that they might think are there really aren't.
They are not there. And I've got to admit, I didn't know this until probably about, well, I participated in 2012 in Pulpit Freedom Sunday. The local news headlines was local church. I was the top story on one of the stations. Local church breaks law, preaches politics. First off, I did not break the law. Secondly, I did not preach politics. It just so happened that what I preached touched the politics. And so that's where we've been misled in this country.
Now, this conference also has value for community leaders. And again, it's Breaking the Silence, July 12th through 15th. So, Pastor Mark, community leaders, what will be offered at the conference for them?
Well, we're having one of our county commissioners, Peggy Littleton, will be speaking. And I just want to make sure everybody knows this is not just for pastors, elders, deacons, volunteers, leaders in the community, businessmen, anybody that loves America will benefit from this. We're going to have millennials that will be there. Also, I've got a church security specialist, Vaughn Baker, a company out of Kansas City. We just saw what happened in Charleston, South Carolina. A person doesn't have to live in Chicago or Miami to be concerned about gun violence and violence in the church. So if there are those that feel led to help make their church, their place of worship, safe, they can serve their pastor. We've got something literally for everyone at this conference.
Now, I see myself, as someone attending a church, I'd love to hear how you address it with politicians and also millennials, because those are two groups where people think, well, how do you get God's truth in with politicians and with millennials, with younger folks?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people think millennials are not interested. We're finding 180 degrees opposite. You know, the millennials are waking up across America. They're saying, hey, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like the debt that I'm being loaded up with. I don't like the country that's being handed off to me. And the reason millennials, if they happen to not be interested, they're probably fed up with politics. They're fed up with people that are dishonest. They're fed up with not having a voice. And that's why it's so important they come. We've got some millennials speaking. And what we're going to do is this conference is not about information only. I believe there'll be literally an impartation where there's going to be action items, ways that people can get involved. And that's why we invited one of our county commissioners. You know, no matter who we are, we're all in full-time ministry. Businessman, businesswoman, entrepreneur, political leader, community servant. We are to be salt and light wherever we go. So we don't leave our faith in church and then pick it up next Sunday. We live our faith out. And that is what the battle is about, and especially what we saw happen on Friday with our Supreme Court. That just underscores the fact that we must be an informed people.
Well, Pastor Mark, with millennials, and speaking of what happened last Friday, is the common thinking that, okay, millennials were celebrating that, when in fact some were very concerned? Is there kind of a misconception on our part?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe there's a lot of misunderstanding. You know, I carry around, I'm holding it in my hand, a little copy of the Constitution. And the key of what's gone on is we the people. We really can't even blame that Supreme Court. We the people, and James Madison said, it's only a well-instructed people that can be permanently a free people. And so, you know, there's things that people don't understand. What the Supreme Court did on Friday was so unconstitutional. And so the other night on the news, one of the news anchors said, well, what do you think now this is the law of the land? And the person being asked said this is not the law of the land. The Supreme Court does not make laws. Congress makes laws. Because in 1857, the Supreme Court in the Dred Scott case said that African Americans, whether they are enslaved or free, could not be American citizens. And the Supreme Court deemed African American people as property. Now, I'm so glad we didn't embrace what the Supreme Court did in 1857. So when people are starting to hear that, I've actually had people say, my God, I did not know that. Yeah. You see, the Supreme Court overstepped their bounds. They do not make laws. Congress makes laws. And they just stepped on the votes of over 50 million Americans.
Well, it's the Breaking the Silence Conference. And, Pastor, I'm going to go back over the details so people have the opportunity to get registered. It's a free conference, but you need to be registered. It's at breakingthesilenceconference.com, July 12th through 15th. As Pastor Mark mentioned, being there Sunday is the proper kickoff. And if you can at all do that, be there Sunday morning and Sunday evening, then kicking off into the Monday through Wednesday conference. And, Pastor, General Jerry Boykin, I noticed he was on the list. Give us an idea of a couple of the speakers that the listeners might know, and generally speaking, the topics they'll talk about.
Incredible lineup. As you said, General Jerry Boykin, one of the founding members of the Delta Force. If you know Black Hawk Down, he's an American hero, spent 36 and a half years in the military. Kamal Saleem, a former jihadist, he's going to give insights into Islam, how to love the Muslim people, but to also understand the threat of radical Islam, which is incredibly grave and dangerous in America. My good friend, Bishop Joshua Lawari from Uganda, he has 30,000 churches underneath him. God is moving so powerfully in Uganda. You won't hear it on the news, but there is a powerful move of God bringing a country out from such incredible dictatorship. It's an encouragement to us. There's also a gentleman, William Federer, a historian and author. I can't emphasize enough. You've got to hear Bill Federer. Mm-hmm. He's like a walking history book. He has a grasp on American history, also on Islam, an amazing author. My good friend, Pastor Calvin Johnson, a local pastor here, about pastors leading in prayer. Some of the greatest mission strategists I know, Fred Markert, Dr. Howard Foltz, Randy Wilson with FRC, Family Research Council. My good friend, Alex McFarland, he's a religion and cultural expert. He's an apologist. That's amazing. And as I shared, Vaughn Baker, he's a security strategist. My heart is to see churches become safe, and there are people in every church in America that can make that happen, and Vaughn is going to share how that can, you know, they can pursue further training. We have a county commissioner that will be there, and I could just keep going on, Mike. I tell you, we've got some millennials. Our next-gen pastor, Tiffany Pastor, she's a great speaker. She's also an author. Logan Wilson is basically going to do some skits that will absolutely bring you out of your chair. He's an amazing and anointed young man, and literally it's going to be an incredible lineup of speakers.
Well, I know you wrote me and said this schedule's evenly built to bring focus and clarity and to get people involved. So it's got a good balance to it in terms of the different areas. And again, we're talking July 12th, that's a Sunday, through Wednesday, July 15th. It's free. The event is free, but you need to be registered at breakingthesilenceconference.com. Hey, Pastor Mark, if you don't mind, we'd like to get with you after the conference, talk about it, talk about some of the things that you saw happen at the conference, how the millennials, you know, how that went with the people that are there. So if you're willing to come back with us, we'd love to have you back.
I would be delighted.
Well, Pastor Mark, again, it's Pastor Mark Cowart. He's the senior pastor of Church for All Nations campuses in Colorado and Kansas. And the conference is Breaking the Silence, July 12th through 15th at breakingthesilenceconference.com. Pastor Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.